All right, everybody, welcome to the Success by Design podcast. Hope you are doing well. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the CEO of Executive Career Upgrades, one of the founding members as well. And we help directors, VPs, and executives land jobs they love. Hey, as always, man, we've had so many people hired this month, and we're approaching, man, I think 225 people all year. It might be plus or minus a little bit there, but the marketplace is hiring. If you have a plan, if you need a plan, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. You can schedule a free career consultation with our team. All right, let's get started. Today's episode, hey, from interview to offer, how can you win this final mile? And let me tell you, this is probably one of the most misunderstood stages of the job search, right? It's kind of like, we made it past the gatekeepers, we're in the room, but now we're not getting offers, right? So why is that? It's because the final mile is where people drop the ball, right? They walk into interviews hoping it goes well instead of like showing up with the proven strategy. And today, we're breaking down how you win that final stretch. So let's get into it. So number one, hey, I want to let you know, you need a plan, ladies and gentlemen, not hope. You know, I was just on another call with someone who's considering our service this morning, and she was like, you know, how do I know if I should get assistance or not, right? So ask yourself right now, right? If you're in a job search and you have a structured plan, okay, that you're following every single day and you're seeing results, you probably don't need additional help. But if you're starting your job search and you don't have a plan, or you've been in it for a while and you've got no traction, why would you continue doing it alone, right? You know, too many executives walk into interviews too, relying on experience alone. Hope is not a strategy, right? The plan starts before you even walk into the Zoom or the boardroom, right? You need a clear understanding of the company, the role, the initiatives, how you plan to speak to each one. How am I going to figure out their challenges, what they're looking for, and show them that I'm the solution? You know, you can't simply wing it and expect to land multiple six-figure offers, right? You need a structured plan. That means we need to research the company. We need to, you know, figure out what are they potentially struggling with? What are they scaling to? Who are their competitors? You know, you should know the business like it's already yours. That's how you can show up with executive presence and be prepared. And that's how you're going to separate yourself from the other candidates. Number one, just generally like, hey, you need a plan, not hope. I think that's funny. And a lot of people, you know, are probably like, yeah, Tim, no kidding. But you'd be surprised how many people are going to listen to this podcast because it's watched in 64 countries every single week. They're in a job search for several months. They don't have a plan. And then they're wondering why they're not getting results. So number one, you need a plan, not hope. And number two, a part of that plan is a structured interview strategy, right? Every answer you should give should serve a purpose, right? You should be looking at delivering very concise stories that demonstrate leadership, you know, the results you've got over the years and alignment into their opportunity. And you need to be able to use storytelling to tie it in. You know, when you're being interviewed at this level, your job isn't just to tell stories, it's to show your thinking. Like, what do you prioritize? How do you lead under pressure? And how do you drive impact? You know, here at ECU, when we're prepping executives for interviews, we kind of have the storytelling method saying, hey, we need to develop these stories based on what you're targeting. We need to be prepared to handle these objections, right? So you need to have your stories polished and ready about, you know, things like how you led chains, built teams, turned around underperforming locations, increased revenue, cut costs, right? You need these stories or expanding market share. Number three, hey, you need strong branding documents, right? Branding is not going to solve all your problems, but LinkedIn is where everyone is hired who chooses to partner with Executive Career Upgrades, because really it's like God's gift to anyone in a job search right now. So with that being said, it's not going to get you hired, but you need them because it will help you, right? Because your resume and LinkedIn need to sell you a little bit before you even speak with them. And they need to show your impact, not just responsibilities. And every bullet point matters on your resume, and it needs to be strategic with measurable results. Right here at ECU, we use automated systems primarily to help people get on interviews. Your branding documents, if we didn't brand people and we just put the automated system, it'd be highly ineffective, right? Because your branding documents are the first impression someone's going to see of you. So imagine this. Hey, I don't want to go down LinkedIn too much, but look at your profile right now. Does it say why you're great at what you do? Does it talk about the teams you've led and provide numbers, the money you've raised, the deals you've closed, the people you've mentored? Most people's LinkedIn profiles are not set up strategically to help them in their job search. You know, and if we keep still talking about responsibilities instead of the impact we made, it's going to be very hard for you to get hired. You know, LinkedIn is like your online storefront, right? If someone Googles you, which they will, it's going to pop up, your LinkedIn. And how many times do you think decision makers are going to view your LinkedIn profile? Multiple times, or maybe one time for a matter of less than 10 seconds, and then they're going to make a decision. So does your LinkedIn pass the 10 minute or 10 second scan? And then Aaron asks, how is AI changing the field and responses? Let me see this. How is AI changing the field and responses and the research, even for people applying to these roles? And how does it fit into the plan on how to compete against it? Hey, AI is here to stay, Aaron, right? AI is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. I think the biggest use for AI right now is people are taking their current optimized resume, inputting it into AI and saying, here's the job description. Here's my resume. Make all the changes for me so it exactly matches it. And then they're doing that. Probably 30 to 40% of people are already smart enough to start doing that. So what is that? How does that impact recruiting and talent acquisition teams, right? Imagine you're the recruiter. You walk in and all of the people that applied, 30% of them have 100% ATS score because obviously they utilized AI. Major disruption in the space. That's going to make the recruiter, right, go through all of these different topics, right? All of these different hiring profiles. I mean, what do you do when everyone's 100% qualified? Just pick someone, right? That's what you're dealing with AI right now. People are using it to try to game the system, but the problem is it's not working as well as intended because there's just several hundred applicants. So I wouldn't be too worried about AI in the job search space as of right now. It can be leveraged to help you incredibly in your search. You know, number five, you have to be ready to talk about money. Most executives undercut themselves in salary conversations because they just don't know what to say. You need to know your value and, trust me, be ready to defend it. Be ready to defend it against the executive team who's criticizing some career moves or a recruiter who's doing that as well. And you need to be able to use data and confidence, not desperation, to make decisions. And here's the truth bomb too. If you can't talk about money confidently, you're not going to be paid what you're worth in the marketplace. That means you have to know your reasonable kind of market rate. You have to understand the compensation structure of your industry and be prepared to your ask before the topic comes up. If you, in previous modules, remember, if anyone ever asks you, right, what are you looking for, et cetera, what's our go-to? I'll give it to you, right? Hey, great question. What did you budget for the role? Most times that will work. But if it doesn't, you need to know how to respond. And man, I wish interviewing wasn't so tough. I wish you didn't have to have a nearly perfect pitch, ask the right questions, lock down next steps, field objections, talk about money, all these things. But unfortunately, you do. So this is something, ladies and gentlemen, like it or not, you're going to have to learn to master if you truly want true fulfillment out of your career. And the most important thing, okay, is the right mindset to win, right? Confidence is contagious, man. But ready? So is desperation. So is frustration. And they're going to feel it. So you must walk into every interview like you're the solution. And let me ask you something. Do you expect to get the offer when you walk into the interview? Because if your energy is more like, man, I hope they like me, than I know I can help them, that energy shows up in every answer, every expression, and every hesitation. And executives who win offers, man, they walk in knowing deep down that they are the solution. that they are the ones, and they have certainty, not arrogance, certainty. You know, they've done the prep, they've aligned their career story, they're interviewing the company just as much as the company is interviewing them, and they own their value. And they carry that belief through those interview loops and through those presentations. This is the people that you're competing against. I know I do this, you know, podcast every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going up against people that are being, you know, led through our career acceleration program right now. You're competing with them right now. And I'm telling you, if you're not in ECU, you're going to get beat out by the people that we branded their documents, we've got clear, we've helped them get a hold of decision makers, and we've told them what to say. So good luck. Hey, really, and then there's one more, and maybe a bonus I'll go over, but you need to demand success in your career as well. If you want to talk about from the interview to the offer, we need to take control of our career like we would take control of our business, which is we would build a plan, we would make sure we have the right support, and then we would take action every single day until the result happens. Now, at the end of the day, no one is coming to save you, ladies and gentlemen. No one's going to hold your hand to your dream role or give you a pass into the executive room and give you multiple attempts to mess up. I'm sorry, that's not the way it works. You have to demand success, not like in an entitled way, but in a committed way. So build the systems, get the mentorship, do the work, because success isn't for the lucky. It's for the prepared, and that's it. And if you're not sure where to start, that's okay. That's what we do every single day here, right? We help leaders get clarity on where they want to go, get on interviews, and convert those interviews into offers faster. So if you want to convert interviews into offers, you need more than experience, remember? You need preparation, positioning, and presence. And more importantly, we need a plan. We need structure, strong branding, right? We need to talk about money with confidence and more. So do me a favor. Hey, in today's episode, if it hit home for you, make sure to subscribe to the channel. If you listen on Spotify or Apple, hey, leave me a 5-star review and share it with someone who needs to hear this. And if you're an executive ready to take control of your job search and help accelerate it, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. The biggest thing I want to leave you with today is, when you're doing anything in life, why would you want to do it alone? Man, if I'm working out, I want to work out with a fitness coach, right? If I'm building a business, I want a mentor, and I do. If I want to get better at communication, I want someone to advise me through that. Life started becoming, you know, tremendously easier when I noticed, like, I have a problem. Let's go find a solution. Instead of me trying to waste weeks, months, or even years sometimes figuring everything out on my own and dealing with all that frustration. So, hey, don't let that happen to you. The best investment you could make is in yourself. And if you want to do it for your career to get traction quickly, hey, there's no one better than us. Have a great day, everyone. I'll see you next week.